Let's start this show off with some news. We are approaching a combined total across all platforms of 10,000 listens, views, and downloads. Thank you. I owe it all to you. Thank you very much. Make sure to like, share, and if you haven't already, subscribe. Maybe this will be the episode to push us past 10,000. July 16th, 1991 is what the Vault of Silliness has unlocked for us. I will call this the Cacophonous Comedy Cavalcade. We begin with Norm commenting on how quiet the night was. That comes to a crashing halt with a raucous dumb birthday game. The cast of characters include Steve and his wife Linda from Wellesley, Dan from Utica, New York, Wolfie from Brookline, Andrew and Natick, I'm on the phone, and I've been locked away, shades drawn, all day, waiting to play the game. Mike Epstein is producing and playing, but sounds like he's in Presque Isle, Maine, and the lovely Jack Hart in traffic. I seek Norm's help, as I did on a regular basis, with a troubling addiction. And then the doctor jokes start. So many doctor jokes that Norm wonders if maybe Bob Raleigh will come back from vacation because who the hell needs this? The pun-filled birthdays: Bess Meyerson, Orville Redenbacher, Dick Thornburg, and I point out an important historical fact. Stuart Copeland of The Police, Reuben Blades, and the humor is razor sharp, and Norm states this must sound like we're all at a drunken bachelor party. Ginger Rogers. The jokes come fast, and I love how the callers keep right up with it. Well, maybe not Wolfie. Barnard Hughes, Margaret Smith Court, and Corey Feldman. Wolfie tells an ambulance story, or as he calls it, an ambulance. It makes Norm wish he were dead, and he just wants to bring down the curtain on the whole game. Jack Benny makes an appearance 4 times, and Norm is fed up with me and tells me to shut up more than once. I know he was looking to me to keep some order in this madness, but I couldn't help but get caught up in the joke mob mentality. But he sweetens up to me again. Episode 46 starts now.
WBZ is committed to bringing you the latest news 24 hours a day. And when we're not reporting the news, we're talking about it. Here's WBZ's Norm Nathan.
Okay, we're ready to play the dumb birthday game. I must tell you, it's been a really quiet night. We even have one opening on the swell panel for the dumb birthday game, which we're going to play this hour of the Bob Raleigh Show. Bob is on vacation this entire week. I'm Norm Nathan, sitting in for him. So do give me a call if you'd like to join the panel. 254-1030. 254-1030. As we play the dumb birthday game. Thank you. Okay, let's see who's going to be playing the game with us. We have Steve, who's in Wellesley. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Norm. Can Linda play, too?
Now, who is Linda?
Linda's my wife.
Linda is your wife?
Yeah.
Do you want to play together? I don't mean it in that manner, because I'm
we
sure you probably
together
do.
Together all the time.
Yes, I kind of had a feeling you did. Yes, you could. Can you both sort of get together and agree?
As a team?
As a team?
Sure.
Or I tell you what, you don't even have to. You can guess separately if you want. Do you disagree on a whole lot of stuff?
Not always.
All right, why don't we'll list you separately, okay?
Okay, great.
So we have Steve from Wellesley. We have Linda from Wellesley. We have Dan from Utica, New York. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Norm. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good, thanks. How nice of you. Listen, you're going to rack up quite a phone bill, and if you win, you're going to get a chintzy prize. Is that still okay with you?
Well, I'm poor now anyways. It doesn't really make
it doesn't matter. If they close down your phone for lack of payment, what the heck?
I was hoping that maybe I could be the other person that didn't call, and I'd have 2 chances at guessing here, but I guess not.
Okay, no, somebody did call, and we have a whole lineup of people.
Oh, all right.
But I'm delighted that you called. Thank you very much. This is Wolfie, not a stranger to WBZ, from Brookline. Hello, Wolfie.
Good morning, Nommy.
Good morning,
And Nommy. I think this isn't really dumb. You have to be pretty brilliant to keep up with the aristocratic section of the world and their ages.
Oh, Wolfie, shut
because
up.
Because you never give a plumber out. What's the age of Joe the plumber from Newton?
Thank you very much, Wolfie. Now, if you just settle back, relax a little bit, I think he's going to be trouble. I might have that sense. Andrew and Natick, hi, you're on WBZ.
Norm, how are you tonight? This morning, rather.
Hey, you inquired after the state of my health. You're a nice and a compassionate human being for doing that, and I'm very grateful.
Good.
I'm just fine, thank you, and hope you're the same.
Yes.
And I appreciate the call. And we have Tony. We have Tony, of course, one of our producers here at WBZ. Hi, Tony.
How are you, Norm?
Good, thank you. I'm so glad that you called.
Oh, so am I.
What is the rest of the day? It amounts to nothing. This is the moment where you become a real person.
I've been in bed with the door locked and the shade down all day. I just got up now just to play this game. I didn't want any outside influences.
You're a wonderful person, and you're a straight shooter. That's what I like about you. You're
a credit to my society.
You're a credit. You're a credit to everything, whatever it is. And of course, we have another WBZ top notch producer, Mike Epstein, who's with us. Mike,
can you hear me, Norm?
Can you hear me, Norm?
Can you hear me?
I can. Yeah, you're coming in like you're probably as close as Presque Isle, Maine. What?
The new system
really stinks. Is there any way
Mike,
you can come in?
Let me call you, Mike.
All right, Tony, call me back.
All right.
Okay, they're going to get together and figure out how they're going to solve this problem. Meanwhile, we'll hear a lot of clicking and hocking away there in our ears.
Can you hear that, Norm?
Oh, I see. Yes, I can hear
that. I'm calling Mike.
You're calling Mike. That's interesting.
And I'm right here.
There he is.
I'm right here. Howdy.
And you're coming in just as clear as you did before, which is like nothing.
Oh. Do you hear me any better? How's this?
I guess that's not bad, yeah.
All right.
You know what to do? Get close to the phone and scream at the top of your lungs till veins stick out in your neck and your whole face turns red.
I don't think so.
Something like, hey!
I don't think so.
Something like that would be good. Okay, let's see. Can we get, we have Jack Hart on the line with us, too. Hi, Jack.
Hello. Oh, hello. Hello. This is your obscene poet.
You know, Norm?
I do dirty poetry during the night. With
is this a WBZ reunion game?
Yeah, we have a lot of BZ people. See, here's the thing.
Prizes are so extravagant.
Yeah, that's
they
want to compete. And actually, the WBZ people cannot get prizes because they're employed by BZ, see?
And they're highly compensated.
No.
Well, they do. They
make
big bucks in this high paid glamour field of broadcasting. Sure, everybody in broadcasting makes big bucks.
We're all millionaires.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh heck yeah, yeah. You can tell by the way they walk, by the way they dress.
Norm?
Yes.
You helped me last week with some of my problems that I called about. And this week the problem is, you know, I've been a smoker for years.
Yeah, you never smoked in your entire life. But go on anyway, and I'll help you.
I'm trying to quit, but the problem is I've stopped smoking cigarettes. I can't stop inhaling the nicotine substitute.
I thought you were going to say you've been lying awake all night waiting to throw that line in, haven't you?
Actually, for about a week now, I figured I'd wait till Tuesday morning.
I thought you'd say I don't smoke cigarettes. However, I go behind the barn and I smoke hemp.
If this continues,
dried Indian hemp.
Well, you know,
about 100 tons.
One time I had a problem. I used to feel guilty. I used to stay up all night smoking cigarettes myself. And then I'd go to bed and I'd wake up in the morning feeling terribly guilty. I went to a doctor. Your body said, "Why don't you sleep till noon?"
No, but seriously, folks.
Oh my goodness!
He said, "I said, no, I don't feel. I hope I'm not that serious." He said, "Well, we'll touch up the X-rays. What are you going to do the whole Lenny Youngman?" I think.
You know, I inhale the substitute after coffee in the morning, after supper at night. I got to have a substitute. I don't know what to do.
Tony, are you going to keep this up for the entire program? You made your
point.
You know,
I lifted my arm up the other day, and if the doctor hurts when I lift it, he says, "Well, don't lift it up there."
Sure, I went into a doctor one time with a sore foot. I said, "Doctor, what should I do for it?" He said, "Limp."
The doctor walks into the hospital room. He says to the patient, "I got good news and I got bad news." The patient says, "What's the bad news?" The doctor says, "The bad news is I got to cut off your feet." "Got to cut off my feet? What on earth could be the good news?" "Well, the good news is the guy in the next bed wants to buy all your shoes."
That's the sickest joke I've ever heard.
How about the guy that goes to the psychiatrist and says, "Doctor, nobody will talk to me." And the psychiatrist says, "Next."
This is the news station.
What do you say we play the dumb birthday game?
Why not?
That's a good idea.
Which may not.
What a novel idea.
Which may not seem quite so dumb after we've been through that those routines. Okay, here's the first one. Now here's the first one. Okay. Oh, gee.
How do maybe, we stop this comedy?
Maybe Raleigh could come back from vacation. Who the hell needs this, man? I'd rather be home cleaning out the manure from the stall for my horse.
The stall.
I'd rather be with you.
You'd rather be with me? Who said that? And look at the bottom of your shoes before you make statements like that. Anyway, Bess Meyerson, former Miss American. If I told you the year, I suppose you could figure it a little easier. But the Bess Meyerson, who's been in all kinds of legal trouble lately, poor soul, was on television in the early days of television with some quiz show. I can't remember. She was the.
That's right.
The guy who did the show was named. What the heck was? I can't think of his name. I can
was
picture
it Queen
him.
For a Day?
No, it wasn't Queen for a Day.
King for a Week.
No, well, it wasn't even Queen for. It was
Prince for a Minute.
I suppose you're thrilled with that hilarious remark, eh?
This game is going to go on past five.
Hold on, shut up! Will you just shut up? The guy was Randy Merriman. I just remembered his name. And she used to model fur coats on that because one of the prizes was fur coats. And I thought she was just a lovely-looking lady. Now she's been on the papers during one point where she's cohorting with gangsters and the whole thing. That's disillusioning. Anyway, Bess Meyerson. Start with Steve and Wellesley. How old is Bess Meyerson?
I'm going to say 66.
66.
Yep.
Boy, is there some kind of strange thing with the phone business, Mike? Because he's way off somewhere, but very, very low level.
See?
Yeah, you may just be a low-level person,
okay,
I suppose.
Is any better?
Well, not too much better, but I can hear you anyway. And what I'll do is I'll repeat everything you say, and it'll be wonderful. Linda, what do you think?
I think she's older than that. I think she's 75.
75.
No, they're the same house, right, Norm? And he's
yes,
rather
yes.
off than she.
Yes, Steve.
We're
Steve.
About 2 feet away from
yes,
each other.
Steve and Linda are very close to each other.
Interesting.
And they're very lovely people, and I want you to respect them because they're good people.
I will try.
They make up
they
make the heartland of America, and they're not destroying.
Which we all know is Methuen.
Yes, it is.
Have you been there lately?
No.
Dan from Utica. Dan from Utica, New York. How old do you think Bess Meyerson is?
I think I was old with 68.
68. Okay. Wolfie, what do you think?
Hit right in the middle, 67.
67, says Wolfie.
67.
Okay. 67. No, that's what I said, 67.
Never call bingo games.
I see. Uh-huh. Because you wouldn't understand when I said under the letter B, the number 6, you wouldn't understand what I was saying. Andrew from Natick.
62.
62. Tony, what do you think?
58.
Mike?
60.
And Jack?
Oh, 69.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Bess Meyerson, and we've just checked her age. Is that? Hold on just 1 second here. I forget what it is I'm looking for. Oh, she was born in New York City, so we just checked the New York City clerk and birth records. She's actually 67, which is exactly what Wolfie said. A lot of you are very close. Steve said 66, was just a year off, and Dan from Utica, New York, guessed 68, which was the other year.
This excitement's killing me.
Yeah, this is it. But Wolfie guessed it right on the button.
Too bad.
I can't understand why Wolfie got it right on the button like that and outwitted all of you.
Well, let me tell you how brilliant.
No.
Let me tell you how brilliant I am.
I want to die.
The other day, this ambulance passes me by while I'm driving my cab.
Oh, God, strike me dead.
And the back door opens up on the ambulance.
That cyanide capsule.
And out of the ambulance pops this little tiny cooler chest, and it's bouncing towards the cab. So I have to put my brakes on.
And an organ pops
so
up.
So I get out and I retrieve the little cooler chest, see? And by this time, the ambulance was gone, so I opened up the cooler chest, and inside was a toe packed in ice. Let me find out what you would do in a situation like this.
Hey, Norm, where's that manure pile you were thinking about shoveling?
Did you have a foothold in the situation?
Oh, no.
All right, toehold would be okay.
No, but I bet he was one step ahead.
Oh, I did the most obvious
thing. What a phenomenal feat.
Really nailed it down.
No, I did the most obvious thing. I called up for a tow truck.
Oh. I'm going to be sick.
I can't stand when a program deteriorates like this. Just falls apart totally.
It's out of control.
Yeah. Okay, here's another name for you to guess. Although maybe we just ought to bring down the curtain on this whole thing.
No. More.
Okay. Orville Redenbacher, the popcorn guy, who appears in commercials now with his grandson, who is just as ugly as he is. In fact, looks just like him. Looks like a younger version of Orville Redenbacher. You imagine that? You think he was
ever got a grandson? I don't know.
You think while he was going to school that this is what he aspired to? I want to look like my grandfather.
That must have been tough.
New England Journal just published that the popcorn causes genetic mutations.
Well, it causes that you to look like Orville Redenbacher. Yeah. Hey, Jack, how old is Orville Redenbacher?
Orville Redenbacher. He's got to be 87.
87 years old. Okay. I suppose you could say, with a name like Orville Redenbacher, it's got to be good popcorn.
Boy, that was corny.
Jack, please.
Sorry.
Set your standards higher than that. You sound like Wolfie now. Mike, how old is Orville Redenbacher?
I think he's about 85.
And what do you think, Tony?
Well, I'll see if I can pop a guess here.
86. Okay. Andrew, what do you think?
82.
And Wolfie?
Well, I'll say...
I saw an ambulance go by. Norman, and a popcorn fell out. And what would you do? Oh, yes?
If he didn't put salt in his popcorn...
Oh, jeez.
He's a husky fellow.
I would say he's 81.
If he didn't put salt in his popcorn...
Can you just say ambulance again, Wolfie?
Hey, Tony, settle back a little.
Sorry, yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. No, it's not okay. Shut up. Dan, what do you think? How old is Orville Redenbacher? I don't think anybody cares.
I think he looks older than this. He's probably only 79.
79.
He looks older than it is.
Okay.
His grandson looks 79. Oh, shut up.
Linda.
78.
Okay, and Steve, you're going to violently oppose your wife to the point where as soon as this game is over, you're going to fight physically with each other, and perhaps one of you will leave.
I have to know first, is this the original Orville Redenbacher or the butter flavor?
The answer is yes.
I'm 77
years old. Your wife obviously has the good phone because we can hardly hear you, but we can hear her fine. Okay, the real age, the actual age of Orville Redenbacher. Orville Redenbacher is 84.
Oh.
84. Mike said 85. Let me see who said what. And Tony said 86. And so they'd be the closest, because nobody said 84, exactly.
No, Mike would just be the closest.
That's correct. I'm sorry. I've never been good at this scoring.
Right, you're welcome, Mike.
That's right. Nobody said 83 would have been the other side, wouldn't it? Okay. So Mike got the closest. That's right. And thanks, Mike. Mike, due to the fact that Tony is a gentleman.
Tony is an honest man.
An honest
great
man.
American.
Not terribly bright, but honest. means that he you are the sole winner of this round. Okay, how about Attorney General Dick Thornburgh? The Attorney General of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. His birthday is today, also July 16th. And let's start with Wolfie. How old is Attorney General Dick Thornburgh and his orchestra?
Let's try 66 and 7/8.
Oh, he's still doing shtick. Wolfie's still there, and he fell. I remember when he fell out of an ambulance, Dick Thornburgh. Out of an ambulance, Dick Thornburgh did.
Well,
yeah. And he had his toe in his mouth, and I said, how come you got your toe in your mouth? Why not your whole foot? Anyway, Andrew, how old would you say Attorney General Thornburg is?
I'd say 56.
56. You say that so surely and so positively that we admire and respect you for it. Now get out of here.
I'm gone.
Okay. Tony.
63.
I'm sorry, what
no,
is
No, he's 57.
57.
57, that is my definition.
57, you've decided on
Thank
that.
You.
That's very good. Very nice. Okay, I'm not saying it's close or far away.
I know.
Just it's very nice the way you said it and arrived at a figure. Linda, how old would you say he is?
63.
And Steve?
61.
And Dan?
Oh, I'll shoot higher. 69.
And Jack?
62.
Mike?
64.
Okay, this is, again, we're getting to the magic moment when we find out how old Attorney General Thornburg really is. And he is 59 years old. Hold on a minute. Wait a minute, we haven't found a winner yet. when we find a winner,
we were just playing that music for Attorney General Dick Thornburg.
You know, I think he's the only Dick left in the cabinet.
Oh.
No, somebody retired last. There was another Dick in the cabinet who retired.
I'm saving that one.
Okay, let's pretend he never said anything, okay? Just move along at a brisk pace.
I better not get a memo over this
time. Okay. Attorney General Thornburg, let's see, he's 59. The closest would have been, I may say, Tony said 57.
Yep.
And nobody said 61. Yeah, no, Steve said 61, which is 2 years the other way. So I would say Steve and Tony were the two winners. That's the way I look at it.
Music maestro?
Yeah. See, now you're supposed to play that stuff there, Mike.
Let me see what I got here.
Nah, it's too late for that. No, when we do it, you play it. You don't say, now let's see what we got here. You don't do it that way. Yeah, there's such a thing as timing. Do you understand what timing is? It'll have to send another memo. Okay, how about, you know Stuart Copeland?
From the Police.
Police, that's right. A rock composer, rock musician, and a generally all-around good fellow. Well, maybe he's not. I don't know. Mike, how old is Stuart Copeland?
37.
And what do you think, Tony?
I was up 37.
You're going to say 37 also. Okay. Yeah. Andrew?
38.
Jack?
Oh, 36.
Oh.
Oh. Wolfie?
Tough life, but looks good. 40.
What does that mean? Dan, what do you think?
35.
And
dancing around it.
Okay. Steve?
33.
Linda?
34.
Oh.
Okay. Such pained sounds. Oh, it can't be that. No. Oh, jeez. Actually, Stuart Copeland is... Ooh, he's 39. You know, I kind of thought he was 39. So let me see who comes the closest. Andrew said 38.
Yep.
Wolfie said 40. So I would say offhand that they are the two winners of this, Wolfie and Andrew.
I think he's really lying. I think he's 40 years old.
Wolfie.
We're launching an investigation, Wolfie.
Wolfie, shut up.
Somebody call an ambulance.
He'll cut off his toe and count the rings.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, my. Okay, so far you're probably saying, hey, Norm, would you fill us in on what the score is so far?
Let the red my mind.
Okay. Steve has... you haven't won any, have you, Steve?
Won one.
Oh, you won one. You won the Thornburg one.
Tied one, yeah.
That's right. You won Attorney General Thornburg. Linda, he's going to lord it over you because I guess
I'm never going to hear the end of it.
Yeah. Well, I think you're more adorable than he is, and I have never seen either one of you. So that
yes,
shows you.
Yes,
you have.
Have I?
Yes, we met you at your old radio program in Newton High School.
Oh, at Newton High School. That's right. You are more adorable than he is.
Of course I am.
Yeah. And I'm more adorable than he is.
Sure.
Only Wolfie of the whole panel is,
wait
is less adorable.
Wait a second now. Wait a second now, Bobby.
I have to get him going. Remember one thing.
Is it a big manure pile, Norm?
At Stop and Shop today, you can get ugly fruit, 2 for $1.
Wolfie, I'm so glad you said that. That really added a whole lot. Okay, anyway, Steve has won. Linda, Linda has not scored as yet. I don't know what I mean by that. Dan has not is scoreless. Also, Wolfie has won, too. God, do I have to send him a prize?
I want a flare pen. I'm running out of ink for my racing forms.
I see. Andrew, Wolfie would be a good guy to come clean out the shed, wouldn't he? Huh? You're so involved.
I've done it many times.
You sound like a poor man's W.C. Fields. I've done it many times, Norman.
Get away from me, kid.
There I go again. That'll teach me.
Yep.
Andrew has won one, and Tony has got one, and Mike has one, and Jack. That's Toe bad. That was awful.
Linda feels stubbed.
I'm not proud of that one at all.
To go toe to toe by that one.
We have Reuben Blades. Now, I just read about him and saw him the other day. He's an actor, is he not? Reuben Blades, do you know who he is?
I thought he was a musician.
Is he a musician and an actor? Has he done both?
Probably.
Anybody know who Reuben Blades is?
You know, I had a wonderful set of Reuben Blades.
They really shave you really close.
I thought that was a Reuben sandwich.
Is he any relative of Wilkerson Blades?
See,
doesn't work.
After we've done all the jokes, in comes the voice from Brookline. Is he any relation to Wilkinson? We just went through the Blades thing. Let's try Reuben Blades anyway, even though nobody apparently can quite picture who he is. We'll start with Jack this time.
Oh, thanks.
And the Reuben Blades.
Oh, he's going to be 57 if he's a day.
57. Last winter, as I recall, I skated all around Middleton Pond on my sharpened Reuben Blades. And you know, they don't stick to the roof of your toe. Mike.
What has this guy done, if anything?
He hasn't done anything at all. He hangs around with Wolfie.
Well, they
go chasing ambulances.
No, he's cool.
Eating ugly fruit.
Yeah, eating ugly fruit, that's right.
I'll say he's 49.
49, yeah. Okay. No, he's an actor and a musician. He was in The Romance of Steel Ingots, an industrial film.
Is there any hint, any other information? I withdraw the question.
No, I don't know. I have no. I know I saw there was something about him the other day, and apparently he's a good something. Whatever it is he does, he's good at it.
I understand he's a pretty sharp fella.
Oh, help.
Moving along now.
Does he have a double-breasted suit?
Can anybody tell me the significance of what that means? What does that mean?
Double-edged blades.
Double-edged blades. Yeah, of course. The double-breasted suit. Of course. That now it makes sense. Andrew, let's see, Tony, how old is Reuben Blades?
You know, I met Reuben Blades, and he's a great guy. Never a dull moment with him.
Oh, we must sound like we're all at a drunken bachelor party. And Linda's the girl who jumped out of the cake. Anyway, Tony, how old
is he? Just jumped out of a cupcake.
How old is he, would you say?
46.
This is wonderful. Everybody's thinking. They have no idea who this guy is. And they're really thinking and plotting.
It's hard to be sharp at this hour.
Oh. I know. Well, there's no end to this thing.
No, there isn't.
I could have still been a clerk in a grocery store. I don't need this. Andrew, how old is Reuben Blades?
He's 50.
Oh, is he, though? Oh, yeah? He's 50. Anybody says he's not, I'll hit him right in the mouth. You want a broken nose? Then you listen to me. He's 50. Hey, Wolfie. Oh, God. that you can find your answer to, like, a number.
One single solitary number.
I guess the answer seems to be
I would have to say that he's older than me. Make him 60.
Okay, we'll make him 60. Okay. Dan, do you have crazy people like this up in Utica, New York?
Crazier.
Oh, thank goodness.
This is a sane conversation.
I see. This would be called reasonable up in Utica, New York.
Well, the only reason I'm going to say this, Norm, is because I want you to do the imitation again. It's 39.
Oh, you're a wonderful person. 39. Now, Linda.
42.
42?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Steve?
Well, I don't think he looks a day over 49. And I've never seen him, but I'll say 49.
No, nobody's ever seen him, apparently. However, your wife, who incidentally I'm planning to have an affair with, Steve, I want to get your permission first, though, because I'm a gentleman philanderer. Anyway, I don't know. Anyway,
is it going to cost me much?
What's that?
Is it going to cost me much?
No, no, it costs me.
Okay.
Oh, not a philanthropist, a philanderer.
Philanderer, yeah. No, actually, Reuben Blades is 43, and Linda was said 42, so she is the closest.
She scored.
Yeah, she scored. She's on the board scoring.
Well, it's about time.
Okay.
And the only lady on the panel, too.
Yeah. Hey, here's an interesting person to guess. And this is Ginger Rogers. She has a birthday today. You know what her real name was, or at least her birth name was? She may have changed it.
Reuben Blades.
No, it's Wolfie. Wolfie Ambulance. Would you believe the coincidence? No, her name...
Her correct name was Ruby Begonia.
Excuse me, Wolfie. Do you know what the word ass means? I don't know where you come up with these lines that are so totally sexist.
I like that name. How would you like to have a name?
He's gonna milk it like it's... Ginger Rogers, actually, her name was Virginia McMath. Isn't that interesting?
Actually, I like Ruby Begonia.
And she was born in the same place that Harry Truman was from, Independence, Missouri. Did you know that?
Know it now.
McMath?
Virginia McMath.
You going to do any relation to the McAlgebras?
I knew you were going to do that. Why did I know you were going to do
division?
That? I thought you were going to say McGeometry. Okay, how old is it? We'll start with...
This show has been an added attraction.
Let's start with Steve and the Ginger Rogers. Is how old would you say today?
I suppose 103 would be out of the ballpark.
It may not be. You can try it.
I'm going to say,
all I know is Willard Scott is just his mouth is watering. He can't wait to mention her name on the Today Show.
How about 84?
84. Okay. And Linda, this is your chance to get ahead of your husband because you both have scored one apiece.
79.
That's not the same as 39, is it? No.
Well.
Now, cut that out. Dan, what do you think? 88. And Wolfie? Uh-oh, geez, here we go.
Get ready. Yeah. Well, he's already mentioned 88. Can I say a piano?
Oh.
You can say anything you want. We don't really care. You've already established your reputation with us, Wolfie, no matter what you say.
I've just finished.
Well, I'll go 87.
87. Okay. And Andrew.
She's a lot younger than Fred Astaire. I'm going to say 78.
Okay. How old was Fred Astaire when he died?
He was in his mid-80s, I believe, when he died.
Tony.
82.
82. And Mike.
84.
And, oh, your name is also Jack. I hadn't noticed that before. How old is, would you say he is?
83.
83. Okay, here's the actual age of Ginger Rogers is 80. And that means Linda, who said 79.
She scored again.
She scored again. That's pretty good. I got one more. Not quite, a little bit more remote. But what
more
the
remote heck? Than Reuben Blake.
Yeah. Well, and not actually. It's a character actor you have seen. I know you've seen. If you don't know the name, I know you know the face. He was in a play in Boston a few years ago called Dada, an Irish play. His name is Barnard Hughes.
Yes.
You know that name, Barnard Hughes? And he's been in a lot of television shows. Again, he's got the kind of face you've seen a lot of times.
He was Father Majeski in All in the Family.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He was what?
Father Majeski.
On All in the Family.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Oh, see, I didn't know.
Father Majeski.
Who said that?
Not me.
I want to sign up that person.
That was impossible for me to say that.
Okay. Okay, let's start with Jack this time. How old is Barnard Hughes?
Father Majeski? He's, he's got to be... He was also in a show about South Boston a few years back. A situation comedy that didn't last long.
About South Boston? What
yeah,
was, what was
South, I don't know the name of it. It was about a family in South Boston. And he was the father.
Okay.
And a wayward daughter and so on. He's 78.
78. Okay, what do you think, Mike?
I'd say 75.
And Tony?
78. I'll go with Jack.
Oh, will you though? What if he doesn't want you to go with him? Huh?
You're not my type.
Maybe, yeah, maybe he had a girl in mind.
Sure.
You ever think of that? Oh no, Andrew. What do you think?
77.
And Wolfie. Uh-oh.
Gordy McGee and Juan Kilbasi, an 80.
Wow.
Somebody probably...
Featuring deadly silence
wow.
to the show.
Yeah, somebody somewhere on this earth, somebody understands every word that you're saying.
Oh, God.
But nobody who's with us right at this moment has the foggiest notion whatever what any of them means. But
no,
you
what's scaring me is it's all making sense to me now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we discovered the person who understands them.
I know, and I used to hang around
I
used to hang around Bellingham Square, Chelsea a lot, where people used to say, hey, wait, yeah. And I moved out as soon as I began to understand what that meant. But you did say 80, Wolfie, as I recall.
Yes, you understand one thing, Nonnie.
Yes or no would suffice.
Yes, 80. But I am not really human. I come from the land of Absalotis.
We might have known.
He's doing an old Yiddish poem. He's doing an old damn Yiddish poem. It's I could do the whole thing, except I happen to be a goy. Anyway, what silence greeted that line? I'll never use that one again. Anyway, Dan, how old is Barnard Hughes?
Oh, personally, first of all, I think Wolfie is really Reuben Blade. Anyway, I think he's 77.
77. You're saying the same thing Andrew said. I don't know why I say it in that dramatic way. It's okay. What? No, Linda, how old do you think Barnard Hughes is?
74.
And Steve?
73.
Okay, here comes the magic moment when we find out exactly how old he is. If only we could find out through some magic way what the hell Wolfie is talking about, we will really unlock Earth's secrets and the secret of life. But actually, Barnard Hughes is 76.
Ooh.
Oh, my.
Now, we had a 75 from Mike.
277.
And 277. Sir, Andrew and Dan. So I would say that's the three winners that time.
Fantastic.
And so let's look over the entire score.
Fascinating.
Because it's just wonderful looking at this illuminated scoreboard. Steve won. And Linda has won. Has two. Dan has one. Wolfie has two. And Andrew has two. And there's a kind of a cadence the way I'm saying this, isn't it? It's kind of pretty. And Tony has one, and Mike has two, and Jack has nothing?
Wow, Jack didn't score.
So, wow. Jack, oh, not at all, eh?
If you don't score by quarter of four, you should go home.
Yeah, right, yeah. Jimmy, cancel that last drink, bartender, if I haven't made it now. Anyway, we have a lot of ties then. We have Linda. And we have Wolfie, and Andrew, and Mike. All have two apiece, so we don't...
Hey, you know what? Today is my mother's birthday. You could use that as a tiebreaker.
I have a legitimate tiebreaker. I don't know if Norm has it on his list.
It's my mother's birthday.
I know that, but you'll know, because you're out of it, because you haven't won any.
Oh.
So you wouldn't be able to guess. There is another one. There's a woman, an Australian tennis legend named Margaret Smith Court.
Oh, sure.
You know that name?
Margaret Court, sure. Norm, let me just ask you, do you have a gentleman named Corey Feldman on your list?
Corey Feldman. Well, no, I do not.
Okay, I'll take myself out of the running because I knew his birthday and it's in my list. So.
No, I've heard that name. Who is he?
He's like of the new Brat Pack stars, I suppose. He's been in some movies, Lost Boys, Dream a Little Dream.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh. The Goonies. He was in The Goonies, too, with Steven Spielberg.
Oh, Dream a Little Dream is the... is that the TV? No, that's Dream On,
nope,
isn't
that's
it?
No, Dream On.
Okay. No, I don't have him.
I take myself out of the running. Let's do
Margaret Smith Court, then.
I saw Margaret Court play a set of doubles in Boston with Dr. Renee Richards.
Oh, really?
About 10 years ago.
Okay. Let's see. Why don't we start out with... Is this Dan or Andrew who just said that?
Andrew.
Andrew, why don't we start with you then?
All right.
How old do you think she is?
I think she's 50.
Okay. And what do you think, Wolfie?
Try 54, and I know the age of Arthur Court.
Yes, well, everybody does. Best damn pastrami sandwich maker you'll find anywhere. A legend at Jack and Marion's in Brookline. Dan, how old would you say Margaret Smith Court is?
Oh, I'll say 55.
And Linda?
56.
Okay. Tony?
Isn't it? Oh, I bet she plays tennis and her name is Court. 51.
That's it. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
There used to be a woman who worked at the Suffolk Downs. Her name was Furlong.
No,
no, that's the truth. Her name was Beatrice Furlong. I did an interview with her.
She ran the place.
She was the assistant when, I think first when Rhymes with Rick. What was his name? The used to be in baseball, and he took over Suffolk Downs for a while.
And Joe Cash and his sister are the secondary.
You know who I'm talking about? The guy who's, he was with one of the baseball teams, a real showman, and he was headed Suffolk Downs at one point. He wrote a book called...
You mean Bill Veeck?
Bill Veeck, yeah, Bill Veeck, rhymes with Wreck.
Why is his name Veeck if it's spelled with two E's?
I don't give a damn what he said. He pronounced it Veeck, that's why it's pronounced Veeck, because that's what he wanted to be called. You know, why you call Wolfie? Why aren't you called Wolfie? You know,
my name is...
Ruben Blade.
Grande Lobo.
Oh, here we go. There's no end to this damn
here
thing.
Here we go.
Mike, how old would you say Margaret Smith Court is?
I'll put her at 51.
Same as Tony, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. Jack.
You know, it's interesting that Mike works for a radio station and his name is Mike.
That's true, too. I never thought of that.
Jack, you don't have any points.
Yeah.
And Jack on the side actually works for a... I don't know, is it a heart transplant or something?
Yes,
I don't know.
I used to be a heart surgeon. We had somebody who used to work here. His name was Carr. But at any rate,
we could say that Jack used to work in cardiology at the Mass General.
Sure.
We'll make a joke out of this in some manner. Not a terribly funny one, but what the heck. Anyway, how old is Margaret Court Smith, or Smith Court, or whatever?
53.
Okay. And Steve?
49.
Okay.
And this is the last one, right, Norm?
This is the last one.
So this is for game, set, and match.
That's right. Okay, because we had a lot of that is it's the last one I have, but we have a lot of people who've won two.
Yeah.
And this was we hope was the tiebreaker, but it's going to turn out not to be that.
Why?
Because Margaret Smith Court is 49, which is what Steve said. So now he has two, and it makes the tie. Include many more people.
We need another one.
I think we ought to try Jack's mom.
No, Corey Feldman. I'm out of the running. I'll take myself out. Corey Feldman.
Well, that's too bad because that's right. You've only won one anyway.
Yeah. I'll just...
Okay, Corey Feldman. All right, we'll try that as the last one. Okay.
Real quick.
You think people listening enjoying this game, or are we just getting a little too much?
I'm getting a little gassy myself.
Yeah. I'm not too happy.
Because you know, one of those Reuben Blade sandwiches.
Yeah.
Steve, how old is Corey Feldman?
Oh, 23.
And Linda?
21.
And Dan?
Well, I was going to say 39, but I'll say 38.
I appreciate that because I'm sick of that old thing. Wolfie.
Hello?
Oh, jeez. Just give us a number. How old is Corey Feldman?
Feldman Frantic.
That means 25. Did you say fear or finf?
Finf.
25.
Yeah.
I don't know why suddenly you're talking Yiddish, Wolfie. Is there...
No, I couldn't go...
Never mind. I don't care for an explanation.
Cinco Biente.
Andrew, how old is...
We'll say 22.
And Tony? No, you're out of it. That's right, you're out of it. Mike?
26.
And Jack?
22.
Okay, now I'll have to ask Tony for the answer, because I don't
believe,
know.
I believe Linda has said 21.
Yes, she is. Yes,
he is
did.
20 years old.
Linda's a winner.
He's 20?
Yes, he is.
Okay, Linda did say 21.
Nobody, he deserves to win after.
He's 20. Linda, yeah, nobody said 22. That is, nobody said 19, rather.
Oh.
So Linda has won 3.
Yay.
And Linda.
Fantastic. There we go. Yeah.
Okay.
She quietly just didn't say a word through all the awful jokes. And she deserves to
She
win.
Was a lady, I thought yeah. Steve was a gentleman. As a matter of fact, I think you all were pretty decent, except, well, never mind.
Never mind, no.
Hey, Nani.
Hark.
Nani.
I believe I hear a voice.
Nani, tell Jack to tell people to watch out, because she got me behind time, and I've got to go right down Beacon Street. And don't catch me for speed.
There is a God.
The voice from the manure pile.
Bye-bye. Wolfie, watch out for the on the road.
Yeah, bye-bye, Wolfie. You know something? He's gone. One little flick of the finger, and he's gone.
There he was, gone.
There he goes. Then everybody's watching him. We've alerted the police. He'll be under arrest and confined to a prison cell in Brookline for the rest of his natural life. And nobody will bail him out. He'll find nobody to bail him out.
He'll find him in an ambulance.
With his foot in his mouth.
That's right.
Playing cards with Reuben Blades.
And eating popcorn. Don't try to work in the popcorn thing here.
Hanging on to a tennis racket, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say, Steve, thank you very, very much.
He'll have his day in court.
What's that, please?
He'll have his day in court.
Okay.
Hey, Steve. Jack Hart something.
Yeah. What's that?
Are there any mattresses on the road tonight?
You like those? We're going to put out an album at the end of the year. It'll be ideal for Christmas giving. It'll be the best of Jack Hart's reports on
mattresses.
That's right.
There's really only one mattress, and it's the same mattress that he's
getting. I got a friend of mine that drags it around. He puts it different places.
It'll come out on digital recordings, compact discs, and everything. It'll be, yes. Take your pick. Steve, thank you very much. No, let's say I can't clip you off without clipping Linda at the same time, right. And I don't want to do that because we want to get your full name and address so I can send you a kind of gift that you'll really hate. So hang in there a minute. And
it's
Dan,
suitable for framing.
It will be. It'll be very, very nice. As a matter of fact,
picture of Wolfie.
No, it's one of his gallstones removed during surgery about 6 months ago. Yeah, it'll look nice.
You got the gall to say that.
Yeah, it'll look nice up on your coffee table.
That galls me.
You're insisting upon doing that joke. We went by it hoping that nobody would notice it, so you wouldn't look silly. Anyway, Dan, thank you very. Oh, no, Steve, I'm talking to. I guess. Yeah. No, Dan. Dan, right. From Utica.
Hey, Utica.
Thank you very much for taking part.
I got one right.
Long distance from Utica.
You got
a lot lower than my phone bills.
No, you got one, but you don't get a prize, which is kind of good because you wouldn't like it anyway.
Well, Ben, thank you.
You could hawk it to pay the phone bill.
No, thanks very much for calling. I appreciate talking with you.
All right, thanks.
Take care, Dan. Okay, let's see. Andrew.
And you were worried about that silence about an hour ago.
Yeah, I bet it'll be silent now for the next hour or two, yeah.
Norm, God bless. Au revoir.
Au revoir à vous. Bye-bye, Andrew. You know, so that went smoothly. Au revoir à vous. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parlait tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. What the hell is he talking about now? I sound like a French Wolfie. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult you. Okay, Tony and Mike, I thank you very much.
Hope to talk to you tomorrow, Norm. And we have broken all records today.
Okay, because that's right.
What are we going to listen to tomorrow?
Time-wise.
That's right. We went the entire hour, but what the heck? It's
a
Tuesday morning.
Talk to you later, yes. Mike. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mike and Tony. Nice to talk with both of you. Now, if you'll hang in there, Linda, and, you'll be talking with Mike Epstein, our producer. He'll take the name and address, and I'll get stuff out to you. Hey, thank you very, very much.
It was great fun playing.
Okay, nice talking to you, and nice talking to you too, Jack.
Oh, it was nice talking to you.
Okay,
we do the 3:30?
I think we can skip the 3:30 report now.
Okay.
Which is just as well. Although I imagine there are pileups everywhere. But
everywhere.
Yeah, imagine people are saying, boy, how long am I going to be in this traffic jam? Jack Hart isn't even on here with his traffic report to get me out of this. How far does this traffic go? It's far about... Anyway, we'll call on you again in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
And I expect you to do a lot of compiling and a lot of research between now and then.
That I will do.
You're a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was Jack. And I'm Norm. And this is the end of the dumb birthday game. Thank heavens you said.
That was some 30-year-old ribald entertainment. I still haven't been to Methuen, the heartland of America. And I may have one of Wolfie's gallstones around here. If I recall, they were bronzed and mounted on a plaque. Quite the conversation starter. And stopper. All right. Let's get out of here. Closing the vault and riding the radio waves home. For Jack Benny, Henny Youngman, W.C. Fields, Ambulances, Nicotine Substitutes, Doctor Jokes, Ruby Begonia, Virginia McMath, Puns, Mike Epstein, Jack Hart, and Norm, the Gentleman Philanderer Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.